Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on the phone down there in the South. Hi, Larry.
Hey there, Stuart.
Before we get rolling, I know, Larry, you had some housekeeping notes you wanted to talk about. So why don't we do that? And then again, maybe at the end of the show to remind people.
Okay, thanks, Stuart. I was just going to mention to people that I'm on CloudHub, and that's cloudhub.com, and you can come on there, and I'm operating, and follow me there. Or after probably almost a solid week of days working with support at Parler, I'm back on Parler. I'm back operating, and I understand you're operating again, or yours is operating, so... We'll just tell people that was following us at that time that I've been going about 2 days now, and everything's working well. So that's just a little bit more room I can get out there beyond my blog.
Yeah, well, good. Yeah, but with all the censoring that's going on, people are trying to get out there in as many avenues that they can get on. Because the censorship really is horrendous, and I don't know why the American people are putting up with it, but then again, we're committing national suicide, as I said on the title of the blog, The Fine Art of American Suicide. We are in the process of collectively destroying the United States, and the Lord, I think, has had about enough of the American people because they don't stand for anything anymore. They just don't. And I'm not talking about everybody, obviously, but I'm talking about the vast majority of the American people stand for nothing now. And they've bowed down and kissed the boots of the enemy. And I saw pictures even of our military bowing down to the communists and basically licking the black boots of communism. Well, that's not what our Constitution is about. That's not what the Bill of Rights is about. We shredded that now. Doesn't appear to be any protest. They used this virus pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it, as an excuse to take away the Bill of Rights. Nobody said anything about that either, basically. There is some protest developing now, but it's very little and way, way, way too late. We already have told the global deep state people that the American people will do whatever they're told, period. Doesn't matter how evil it is, they'll do it. And that's where we are. And there's nothing you can do about it when you have over half of the American people under a kind of a magic spell that's developing. It's, I think, a good example of this is New York State and Cuomo. The fact that he killed elderly people, grandparents and whatnot, deliberately killed them. You can't tell me that Cuomo is so stupid he didn't know that if you put sick people who were probably deadly sick with an influenza virus, renamed COVID-19, it appears, that they wouldn't, the elderly wouldn't catch it and die from it. And the New York people, what are they worried about? Well, he's got all these women that he, evidently anyway, did not do appropriate things. Let's word it that way. And that is the reason why he has to go. Not that he murdered these people, but he has to go because he did inappropriate things to a few women. Well, that we just can't tolerate that. Well, we don't care about the elderly. That's just too bad. They were going to die anyway. What has gone wrong, Larry, with the people? And it's not just New York State. Governor Whitmer, I think Evers, over here in Wisconsin, and whatever his name is over there in Minnesota, and there are a couple of others, basically all far-left communist types, did the same thing. And yet that's not even on the radar. Well, I guess maybe it's because we murdered little babies, too, and we don't think anything about that either. What do you think? I see an upside-down ethical, moral crisis where we don't have any ethics anymore, and we don't have any morality anymore either. We've lost it all, and that's probably why the Lord said, I've had enough. I'm lowering the hammer on you guys, and you're going to get a taste of your own medicine. What do you think?
Well, it's very interesting. I was watching on America's Voice News this evening with Frank Gaffney. He had a guest on, Sam Sarbo. Now, Sam is Kevin Sarbo's wife, and they they stay in trouble all the time with the left because they speak out. And anyway, Sam Sarbo was, she said this. She says, the left is using digital assassination of the American people, that they're going to deplatform every truth-speaking American. And she also made a couple of comments that was interesting. She says, she didn't understand why the American people weren't at least fighting them with words and keep on fighting, but the American people are quiet. And she said that a generation of children or more have been lost because of the schools that have taught them how to be a communist. And then she ended it with this, Stuart, and I like your opinion on this. This is Sam Sarbo now. She says the left loves violence and death. They're even anti-human. What do you think?
Absolutely. I would agree with that 100%. I mean, all you got to do is look at people like Cuomo. I'm not going to resign. No, the communists want to kill everybody. Satan wants you dead. I don't know why the American people cannot grasp. Number one, Satan is real. Number two, he wants his planet back. And number three, he's going to get it back for the most part. Just read your biblical prophecies. The left, their God is Satan himself. That's who they worship. Satan is a murderer and a liar. From the beginning, he's not only murdering Christians who embrace false gospels by they're eating that stuff down like they're cookies or something. It's amazing to me to watch an entire nation, not that I didn't know it was coming. 30 years ago, the Lord took me to Washington and showed me that this was what was going to happen. And it's happening. And it's just incredible to watch an entire nation of people be destroyed, absolutely destroyed. He's gonna destroy this nation. God is he's sick of it, and people just roll their eyes, and they're not going to be rolling their eyes much longer. I think we're getting into a war. We'll get into that, and paranormal sightings are. I want to start with that. Because they're increasing the world over. You've got Bigfoot sightings. In fact, there is a fellow, I read it, and I'll read it again just to refresh everybody's minds, of he was walking his dog in a park, and he said out of the corner of his eyes, he saw something and turned briefly to look at this gigantic Bigfoot or whatever it was, and it basically vanished. So he went over there to where it was to look further and found a footprint. And I've got it posted, the footprint. He took a picture of it in the snow. These things can materialize and dematerialize at will. And we're going to be in a lot of trouble in this nation because this stuff is going to be turned loose. We got dog man, we got wolf man, we got pig man, we got werewolves, we got moth men, we got flying cryptoids, whatever you want to call them. We've got all kinds of weird creatures showing up. On my blog, I posted some photographs of some, I think it was down in South America, where you can see this winged creature climbing up on a dome of a church and then sitting on top of the cross. And people, I think, just roll their eyes. Oh, that's not real. That couldn't possibly be real. There's no law against being stupid, and there's no law against being an idiot at all in this country. But there is when it comes to the Lord. If you have the brain capacity to think, he expects you to believe what he had to say, and that's the other avenue of suicide of the American people. Because you cannot accept the blessings of the Lord listed in Deuteronomy chapter 28, then turn around and get rid of the Bible, get rid of Jesus Christ, and then think you're going to be blessed. This is a problem for the U.S. military, and I hope some of you folks out there are in the military and you're listening. You do not have God on your side anymore. You have nobody now to protect you other than your technology. And it may work for a little while, but it's not going to work very well in the near future. God is not on your side anymore. He has turned away from the United States. And we get into a war, we're going to lose it. Babylon the Great goes down in a fiery, fiery war. It's all right there. It's been written in the scriptures for thousands of years. All you got to do is read it. Jeremiah chapter 50, 51, Revelation 18. That's the United States of America. That's us. Mighty Babylon goes down in flames. Oh, we thought we were superior. We thought we could do whatever we wanted. And then you've got the occult, masonry, mystery, who thinks nobody sees us. We can do whatever we want. We can even betray our own people. God's not going to see it. Well, they're idiots. Flat and simple, they're just mainstream idiots. You challenge God, our U.S. military, or even the U.N. military, you think you're going to win? You're crazy. You're not going to win. He holds up every heartbeat you people have. He holds up every breath you take. If it wasn't for God himself, you wouldn't have a breath. You wouldn't have a heartbeat. You wouldn't even be here. You wouldn't have food to eat. You wouldn't have a plate to eat on. You wouldn't have forks to eat on. You wouldn't have anything. And you're going to challenge your creator and your sustainer with weapons? Larry, I don't think I've ever seen more stupidity coming out of global deep state and these Satanists. I mean, I can't imagine being that stupid to challenge your creator. What do you think about that? Am I right or am I wrong on that?
Oh, I think you're exactly right. If they actually knew how that the Creator can speak things into existence, does that not also give you a clue that he can unspeak those things he wishes to disappear?
Yes. It's kind of like that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still, where the Gort, the big robot, comes out and dissolves all the weapons. I mean, I don't know. They've lost their mind, and the people of Earth basically have lost their minds with them. It's just too bad to see it happen. And, of course, the people who do know their Lord, who do know their Bible, and who do understand what's going on, are now, of course, the enemy. And when you've got guys like, I can't even think of his name now, but he's one of the leading congressmen. We don't need God's permission to do anything, or basically we don't care what God thinks about what we do. And
oh, that's
then
so
you,
Jerry Nadler. Yeah.
And it's just incredible. This is a leader of the United States, people. These are speaking for the nation. And nobody's saying anything. There's no outrage from the church or anywhere else. Oh, well, just one more, you know, funny statement from Nadler. Well, you've got the third-ranking Democrat. Can't remember his name either, something. But anyway, he said that we got to cut out the cancer. And he's basically speaking about the Christians. And then you've got mainstream media coming out and just really, really coming after the Christians. It's you white Christians that are the problem here. We need to get rid of you. That's how it all starts. And then the roundups will begin. And the FEMA camps will be their terminators. I don't understand it, but I guess it is what it is. Anyway, as the veils, getting back to paranormal, and by the way, the Bible is the most paranormal book you will ever read. It's not, the mathematical continuity of it from Genesis 1:1 all the way through to Revelation 22. That's all been proven mathematically. The continuity of it is so startling, so amazing. Nobody has any excuse. You don't have any excuse. I know a lot of people who are listening don't really believe what the Bible says. Well, you soon will. And you will wish with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength that you had done what Jesus Christ told you to do. Anyway, as the veils thin, more and more invasions into our time-space continuum will increase, and people will face some terrible sights of really nasty creatures. And you may remember the movie The Mist by... who did that?
Stephen King.
King, yes, Stephen King. Kind of interesting. It's probably more real than people want to realize. In fact, there was somebody within the inner circles, I guess he'd worked underground, said they have these creatures down below, and when the time is ripe, they're going to release them. Anyway, back to this guy. He was walking the dog in the park, created from, and then he noticed from his peripheral view someone quite tall. He thought it was local kids maybe messing around. When he turned to look at it, they had gone. He walked over to where he thought he saw something, found a huge footprint, and I put it on the website. kind of interesting. Looks very much like Bigfoot. Anyway, I want to get into something that we're getting more and more reports on, and that is the really paranormal and very frightening black-eyed children, or black-eyed kids, I guess one could say. Now, I took this from WikiLeaks, not WikiLeaks, but Wikipedia, and it's an American contemporary legend, of paranormal creatures that resemble children between the ages of 6 and 16. Pale skin, totally black eyes, who are reportedly seen hitchhiking, panhandling, or knocking on doorsteps of residential homes. And then they go into some of the interesting where it started in Abilene, Texas, and where they had some encounters, Portland, Oregon. It's kind of interesting. Then the British ran three sensational front page stories about alleged sightings of black-eyed children connected to the sale of a supposedly haunted pub in Staffordshire. Anyway, I want to get into some of this. Larry sent me this latest one. Actually, I don't know when it occurred, probably some time ago. A reported kidnapping of two young boys by black-eyed kids in Elk County, Pennsylvania. I don't want to read the whole thing, but I want to read part of it because it's kind of interesting what they're actually talking about. And in this particular case, there was a sheriff, deputy, or the sheriff himself that went out to respond to a call from a frantic woman whose kids had been playing out in the backyard, and these black-eyed kids, right, I guess, right in front of the sheriff, took those children away through the fence, a hole they'd made in the fence, and they vanished, and they've never found them ever again. Now, my computer's jammed, so I don't know if I can read anything. What have you got, Larry, you want to talk about while I try and unsolve my computer?
Yeah, well, I was going to mention something that came to my mind was, you know, I've read the old books that Charles Hall or Charlie Hall, who was involved with the, in the Air Force with the Tall Whites. And ironically, when you read his books, he gets to the point where he really releases information that there were a lot of Tall Whites, and they have craft, their own craft, that they come in. They're usually underground, and they've got a base out there close to Las Vegas somewhere in Nevada. But he said that they also have what appears to be pale-colored children with black eyes. And he said when they ever look at you, it'll send a shiver down your spine. You want to hide. You want to run. And they seem to have paranormal powers. So this, the black-eyed children or the black-eyed kids phenomena may link into the alien card, if you will, and the Tall Whites and those with them.
Yeah, there's something really, really strange. Let me read some of this. I got my computer back, at least temporarily. And let me go through here. It says, two boys got off the swings and faced me. I immediately noticed something awful. Their eyes were pure black. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, folks, is you may be faced with this. I'm going to read you what Patty ran into. She ran into them right here in Menominee on a walk, broad daylight. It says here, immediately noticed something awful. Their eyes were pure black. It reminds me of black oil that was on X-Files for a long time. They had a whole series where the eyes were turned totally black. So they're getting this information from somewhere. Anyway, it says they seem to have no soul, no humanity. I stood at the back patio, paralyzed, just staring into their eyes. That's a mistake. Do not look back at them. And do not ever let them into your house. Because they'll plead with you, I want to come in, I want to come in. Or they'll plead with you, I want to come in the car. And they say that that is the worst thing you can do. Anyway, the boys were about 100 feet from me and started walking towards me. But I couldn't move. I couldn't break eye contact with them. Excuse me, miss, can we use your phone? The older one asked me. I screamed no and managed to run into the house. And it's just incredible what's going on here. And I lost my computer again. So okay, Larry, what else have you got?
Well, that's really interesting, the report you got that Patty ran into them, because these things are showing up more and more in different locations, multiple locations, and they're actually around the world. If you remember, L.A. Marzulli and Richard Shaw did some investigation stories about the black-eyed kids, and but the phenomena has really grown since then.
Yeah, I find it kind of weird that I can't get into this when I'm talking about this black-eyed kid. So my computer's being scrambled here. I don't know what I can do about it. Probably nothing. Let me just try and. I may have to shut it off and reboot. What have you got? While we're doing that, Larry, I'm going to go ahead and shut down and come back in. What have you got about what's going on overseas. This looks like war. I mean, it looks like total war.
Well, you know, early on I had said that Hal Turner had some intel that had came in that were indicating real possible trouble beginning as early as maybe Sunday night or Monday on March the 15th, and talking about, and at that point in time he had videos of the Ukraine forces supported by NATO that were moving into the area of Luhansk and Donetsk and the Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that expect a major attack same time by the Israelis on Syria or Iranian targets, and they've already begun their attacks on Iranian targets because they actually hit about after we've reported that some of the intel planes had gone up, about eight of them, and everything went dark, they hit by unknown means about 12 or 14 Iranian tankers that were hauling oil and ammo munitions to Syria, from my understanding. And that I verified that with Koenig's International News. Now, the latest that just came out is a report, and I'll just read the headline here. This is Hal Turner. Yeah. This is today. Says Ukraine massing troops on Russian border of the Russian bankaway states. Says diplomats are reporting a possible war with Russia. Says British military forces observed in Donbass, Ukraine. Says the U.S. Air Force rivet joint signals intelligence spy plane flying over the Ukraine and Russian borders, and reports are indicating the West is about to make a military move against the Russians.
Wow. So if we attack any portion of Crimea, or if we get involved in Ukraine, which Russia still considers theirs, they haven't changed their mind. Putin considers all of that actually part of his. And who are we to dispute all that? So this, if we continually go in there to provoke, and that's interesting that that's exactly what we're doing in view of that prophecy, that we, that towards the end, the world leaders would be provoking each other, and of course it leads to World War III. And I don't know, Larry, it looks like that's exactly where we are. Now, has Israel said anything more? Are they continuing with their attacks, or are they going to back off, do you think?
No, the intel seems to indicate they're going to strike more inside Syria also. Of course, when they do these strikes, they're having to be cautious now and get around the Russian anti-air missile batteries, because Russia has said they'll shoot them down, you know. And so far, and of course, the Koenig's International News report on the Israeli attack on all these tankers was that they were Israel was hitting them in the Red Sea and other places. Now, other places is cryptic, and so you don't know where exactly where they're hitting them, but I know they hit one somewhere off Israel in the Mediterranean, because I saw the report on that. But isn't it odd, Stuart, that all of this is going on and really the American people almost have zero of a clue?
Well, we're not getting any news at all about it that I can see. I mean, it's almost like there's nothing going on overseas at all. A little tiny blip. They're more interested in what Kumo's doing, or, you know, other people around here locally. The papers don't say anything. There's no news of any kind of important stuff. It's like it just doesn't exist. And I would have to say right now that the American people are probably the least informed of any group of people in America. At least that's my take on it. What do you think about that? I mean, I just think that's the way it looks.
Well, it actually is, other than some alternative media like America's Voice News and maybe OAN, One America News. There's not many news, even Fox anymore will tell you much. And ironically, if I remember right, Stuart, Putin has already declared that if NATO comes after his borders, that he will use nukes, tactical nukes, and that he may even attack first.
Well, yeah, he did say, number one, he said that, I guess one could say, I'm going to try and find out here something. Excuse me while I'm trying to bring up everything again. But he said World War III was inevitable, and he was scolding the press because they were treating it lightly. Like, don't you people know what World War III means? Have you any clue at all? It reminds me of a movie Denzel Washington plays in, and The Equalizer. And he's trying to protect this kid. And he gets nose to nose with him. He says, you don't have any idea what death is. You've never seen it. You've never tasted it. Well, I would say that's a good thing for the American people to hear. You don't have any idea what nuclear death means. And I would like to address you Democrats. You're idiots. You really want to be crawling out of nuclear ruins? You want to watch your loved ones die of radiation poisoning? Is that what you want? If that's what you want, you're more stupid than stupid. That's not only Neanderthal brains. That's sub Neanderthal brains that want this kind of stuff to happen. But that's what the people you've elected, this is what's going to come. It's exactly what they want. They want you to crawl over all this stuff. They want you to smell of the radiation. Because they're going to be in their little hidey holes, they think. Not going to happen. Anyway, I want to, this is what Patty ran into. I'll quote, this is back to Black Lives Matter. I got my computer back at least temporarily. I was running in a suburban area with lots of houses. All of a sudden, I see a boy and a younger girl. It was late afternoon, like they were coming off the bus, school bus, of course. As with a lot of these stories, so much didn't make any sense as I thought about it later, but the school bus had not gotten down the road yet. So in other words, she's saying they didn't get off the bus. Well, who were they? Anyway, the boy did a V-line right to me, and his approach did not seem like a child. He said, I can't find my house. I said, what? My mind is racing. I said, what? He is joking or pulling a prank or? Like the woman above, I asked to help. The little girl is not acknowledging him or I and waving around a school picture she had colored in the air. She said nothing. Anyway, the Lord kept me from looking into his eyes, as I remember nothing about them. His teeth were the worst teeth I had ever seen, like they were rotting, which didn't make any sense in a suburban area that a child would have such horrible teeth. And I know the area very well. Very wealthy homes. Very nice neighborhood. As people have said, the whole thing was off. He kind of laughs and says, that's my house, pointing to a house down the road, goes towards it. I started to run back to the office, not finishing to the end of the road as usual. That's when I realized the bus was not at the right spot to have even dropped them off. They did not get off the bus. I looked back, they were both gone, quicker than it would have taken them to get to the house. I had a feeling it was all demonic. What do you think about that? Now, that's in Menominee, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Interesting. Folks, you're going to see a lot more of this kind of stuff. Anyway, here's another one. First of all, same backstory. My mom and I, both firm believers in all things paranormal. We know the stories of black-eyed children very well. Two kids with no emotion and black, shadowy faces asking to come inside to use the phone, get something to eat, or asking you for just simple help. But if you help, bad things will happen. We are believers, of course. We never thought either of us would actually encounter something like this. Anyway, on a Friday night, my mom got home late from work. There was a meeting about her work staying open during quarantine, so she didn't get to our house until around 7:30 or so. After pulling up in the front of our house, she noticed a kid walking down our street. Now, my neighborhood doesn't really have younger kids at all, mainly just teenagers. So my mom found this kid walking kind of strange. She even says to my dad, who is on the phone with her, and he jokes about the kid jumping on the car to scare her. You know, a typical dad trying to be funny. Then just as fast as he was in front of her and moving to her, he was gone down the road and around the corner. But anyway, another incident of black-eyed kids. And as I said before, folks, the only reason I'm bringing all this up is this is what's going to happen to you. And it may be alien grays. It may be a Bigfoot knocking on your window. It may be a dogman or a wolfman. These things are really real. Oklahoma is noted for them, and so isn't Wisconsin. In fact, there's been three or four books written about Wisconsin and strange sightings. Anyway, I just wanted to alert everybody for that. Space weather. What's going on there, Larry? It seems like we're getting ready for some, I guess one could say, paranormal sightings in the heavens.
Yeah, it's really getting interesting, and you know your plasma theory seems to be gaining more ground every day because I've reported where they say Steve is back, and of course that's actually a strong thermal emission velocity enhancement operation that's not auroras but plasma, and now suddenly and oddly enough, Space Weather released it today. I sent you a copy of it. Something about what happened in Quebec and
yes.
Warning people that we may be about to face again some type of plasma event that's coming.
Yeah, I went back because I remembered something in the bots. I just want to read some of this because it ties right into plasma and changes in people's personality, how it affects DNA, et cetera, et cetera. Sun disease and its effects on humanity. Some of these effects have been on the data for over 10 years. They include stupefaction, mental fading that will resemble dementia, but they will be brief, kind of what you found down there at that restaurant, and in young people. Brain fogs that will affect large groups of people suddenly and more or less at the same time. These brain fogs are the result of unknown energies from space that include sun influences. The data suggests that in some areas, due to unknown conditions, we will find that sun disease symptoms of sudden brain dysfunctions will be reported. And this is out of doors. And then he talks about global warming theory showing up as being reinforced with the general population mind as cold, more cold, snow, freezing, ice, more cold, and out of ordinary seasonal patterns in both hemispheres, north and south. Well, that's already happened. The divergence from normal summer weather is indicated by flipping and thrashing. Mountain skiing one day
intense heat and flash floods the next, from melting snows to new UV and other unknown energies from space. Isn't that interesting? Earth expansion, lightning from the ground with attendant ground thunder. Some of these sets are forecasting the ground noises and flashes of light, which were now being reported right now. Unknown flashes of light will become so prevalent they could even cause wrecks and stop traffic dead for miles in all directions. We've had some very weird stuff like that happening. Break in here anywhere you want, Larry. Atmospheric changes. Increasing reports of burning from mere minutes exposure to direct sunlight. That would be your change in UV. The nature of the burning rays will not be determined for some time. Burning rays will have physical evidence, including peeling of paint on houses and whatnot, as well as sunburned humans, animals, and other plants. Strange atmospheric effects forecast to be engaging yet more electrical systems. Electrical storms are indicated to impact even ships at sea with very strange results, including glowing ships on the horizon as though they are ghosts. Did you, by the way, see that picture of that floating ship, Larry?
Yeah, I saw that.
I know that's obviously a mirage, but and then he talks about UFO sightings, emerging Earth changes, swarms of earthquakes. Let's get into that. We'll stop right there, and I'll get back to it. The last report I had on Iceland was what, 34,000 earthquakes? What's the latest? Have you heard?
Oh, I've been seeing YouTubes and videos coming out of Iceland that says the ground's shaking all the time. People really just simply don't know what's happening there.
Well, I'll give them a guess. Like down at the Antarctic, I remember the bots also talked about that Antarctic would become so unstable that they'd have to leave the underground facilities there, and that would mean possibly the UFO invasion would be coming up from the poles. Anyway, getting back to this, the data sets have a connection between the earthquakes in Antarctica, which are mostly not reported, other than at the woo-woo level, he says, and being tied to the increasing freak-out faces of the elites. What is going to shock a larger group of the population will be a legacy media also noting a cross tie between events in Antarctica and elite movements, because the elite are the only ones now that can go down to Antarctica and the military. Extreme weather, including cold, sudden freezes, bizarre precipitation, ice storms, new forms of thunder snow, in which lightning is forecasted performing in ways never before photographed. There's plasma again. A new form of UV light that will become a real problem for humans at many different levels. This has indeed already occurred in a few areas. The data sets suggest that the UV light is very much a participating element within the global energy changes that are part of the Ice Age narrative unfolding. UV energy exchange is underway that is concurrent with volcanic unrest globally due to expansion effects within the Earth. In other words, that's what Stan Dale's been talking about, folks, the expanding Earth. The Earth is expanding as it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be. In the days of Peleg, shortly after that, the earth split apart. The name Peleg means earthquake.
if you want to go look it up. That's what it means. So in the days of Peleg, a mighty earthquake struck the planet as the earth expanded into the continents that we have today. And now he says it's happening all over again. And there will be new species of new animals. There's your mutations from UV and cosmic gamma rays messing with our DNA, let alone 5G and 6G and this, gene therapy jabs that you get. They're altering your DNA now. What do you think about that, Larry? I mean, this was written, I think, in 2014, 2015.
Well, it sounds like it could have been written yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And he says, the appearance of atmospheric rivers. Now, they're calling them that. Atmospheric compression events forecast to escalate over the next years, well into the 2020s. These sets are suggesting that humanity become a bit more educated in the patterns exhibited by the underlying processes, such that we get good at predicting where and when they will impact. Glacial attractions for atmospheric rivers. The idea coming through the sets, humans will be living at the edges or close enough to developing glaciers to witness the drawing or pulling effects of the glacial mass on the atmospheric rivers. Then he goes into back to the Ice Age. New form of growth of sinkholes and rifts, collapsing cave systems, causing havoc when they occur. That's what Noyes said, folks. She said you're going to see massive, massive collapses and sinkholes develop. Well, we already have sinkholes all over the world. They're only going to get worse. Anyway, it's just kind of interesting to go back and view what he was talking about and they were finding in the language changes. And crashing, here's a one you really need to worry about. Crashing global food production due to the extremes of cold and the ice age. Larry, we have another storm, don't we, headed towards you guys in Texas and more cold?
Matter of fact, they just had a tornado at Lubbock, Texas, an hour or two ago, and this storm system's going to take 2 days or maybe 3 days to move across Oklahoma and Texas, and of course, all the way up to Colorado, it's moving that way, and they say it's going to be like a snowstorm of the century. This is beyond bizarre.
Yeah, we're moving into this final age of mankind's extermination. And it's not new, folks. This has gone on before, where humanity is allowed to get so far, and then the Lord terminates it. And it's happened before, according to the Egyptian sages and whatnot. Anyway, here's something. Iran tests air raid sirens. I don't know if you mentioned that or not. Maybe you did. Nationwide, preparing population for a large conflict. What is that about? Do they think they're going to be attacked?
I'm sure they do. It's just going to be interesting to see whether they're actually drawn out like Daniel 8 or they get hit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad to watch all this happen because it's suicide. World War III is suicide for the human race. And here's another one. Deadlier, inconvenient fact goes the headline. Deadlier COVID mutations all come from countries where AstraZeneca's vaccine trials took place. There's something wrong with this whole thing, folks. Really, really wrong. These people are evil, the height of evil. Unless the Lord, remember what the Lord said, except he shortened those days. No, humanity would survive it. But for the remnant, elect's sake, they will survive. If you go into Isaiah chapter 24, you will read all about the coming pole shift. You'll read all about the extermination of humanity. And it's only because they rejected the Bible. They reject the truth of the Bible. They say the Bible's just a book of mythology. It's not worth anything. It's not worth reading. And in fact, we're getting very, very close to the Bible being banned. I mean, after all, they've gone under Dr. Seuss and banned his books. And they went after...
Oh, yeah, Seuss.
Yeah, Dumbo and what's the other one? I can't remember the two movies that have been banned. I mean, how long are you people going to sit back and say nothing? It's only a handful of these people that are behind all of it, and it could be so easily stopped. Anyway, I don't know, Larry. What do you think? Domestic terrorism goes transnational. The war on dissidents picks up momentum. The Biden administration is now preparing to go after the people that it objects to, and will create new laws as necessary to do so. And by the way, folks, they're going after the guns. I knew this was coming. They have to go after the guns because Biden is nothing but a UN China puppet, and they cannot allow the people to have guns. So the only prayer we have left is the American people will not allow that to happen and make it very, very expensive when the blue helmets come to take your guns. I don't know. What else you got, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, I was kind of looking through some of my data, and it seems really interesting that, you know, we're talking about, already we mentioned the fact that, you know, they're basically cancel culture, or which you were just talking about, are basically deplatforming people. And this is what's odd is, here's a headline from Yahoo News today. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is trying to launch a new social media site called Vocal, V-O-C-L, and already he's coming under legal threats to prevent him from offering another social media platform. So they're determined that we simply are not going to have any speech at all, Stuart.
Yep, as long as the people won't do anything, if they won't rise up, they deserve what they get. As I said at the very beginning, because the American people don't stand for anything anymore, God's going to just eliminate them. It's tough, but you should read John chapter 17 if you want tough. What did Jesus say? I don't pray for the world. I only pray for those that you, God the Father, gave to me. Now, that is pretty tough when you really put your mind to thinking about what he said. No mercy. No mercy at all. Not even pray for them. Don't pray for the world. Why? Well, because they're the enemy of Jesus Christ. Humanity fell. They became the enemy. They came in league with Satan. I know people just can't get that around their brain at all, that we are a fallen race, and we are in league with Satan. Satan is our daddy. He's our daddy. That's the way it works. That's why Jesus came here, to rescue you. So he's not your daddy. And God the Father and Jesus Christ become your dad. It's a legal transfer. It's not just spiritual. It's legal. And you may remember when Jesus was taken up on a high mountain and shown all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan says, well, all you got to do is bow down and kiss my black boots, and you can have it all. I'll give it to you. It's mine to give. Jesus never disputed that. Satan runs this whole thing. He is the prince and power of the air. He is a god of this world, little g. It's real. And I wish people would begin to understand what danger they're in. Getting back to frequency, then I was reading about what it does. And by the way, I forgot to mention it, black-eyed children. There's a fellow that did some investigation, low frequency range sound is what attracts them. So that tells you it's satanic and it's demonic, because that's where all that comes from, is in lower frequency realms. That's what hell is. Hell is a lower frequency realm. And anyway, getting into how it affects the brains, the National Geographic Channel popularizes zombie threat. You may remember, Larry, remember when the CDC even came out, and then they had military exercises on zombies. Why would they do that? And then we had, what was the name of that movie? World War Z? Zombies. Why would they do that?
Yeah, and what's so odd, Stuart, is the fact that, remember, in World War Z, and that was with Brad Pitt, isn't it odd that that all started with some type of virus that got out?
Yes. That's why I am so afraid of people rolling up their sleeves without any question at all. Moderna has already admitted it's just an operating system which you can then download whatever you want. And nobody knows what it's going to do to the human brain. And it's just so dangerous, and people are just, I don't know. I certainly wouldn't allow it to happen to me. Anyway, prominent rabbis, we got into this a little bit, asked Netanyahu to allow the Passover sacrifice on the Temple Mount. Now, the Sanhedrin's deeply involved in this as well. Have you heard any more about that, Larry, whether Netanyahu is going to actually give permission?
I haven't heard, but I did look into when their election is, and the Israeli election is March 23rd, and I thought that's interesting because we're getting a new CME alert coming in March the 13th. That's tomorrow, and
right.
10 days later, the Israeli election. Some of this is really odd timing.
It's all tied together. I think the Lord is now behind it all. We're coming up on a period of time when he's running all the time periods. Because remember, folks, Antichrist comes at the appointed time. He can't come before, and he can't come after. He comes at the exact appointed time, which means that all the things that lead to the revelation of Antichrist are timed. Let's put it that way. And I think we're going into World War III myself very quickly. What's your take, Larry? Are we jumping the gun again, or are they going to just slow down, or is this it?
I'm really not seeing any opposition to Biden and what, you know, the U.S., England, and Europe, and NATO, which is NATO, going against Russia. There doesn't seem to be any opposition to set this aside, so it's very possible beginning of, you know, this late this weekend or beginning of next week, we may begin to see some conflicts. This is very strange, Stuart. There's not even any worldwide protest about it. It's like everybody's welcoming the possibility of nuclear war with open arms.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're that dumb. I don't know why. I don't know what's happened to the human mind. But there's something really, really radically going wrong. And, folks, the only protection you have is the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have any other protection. In fact, you don't have any other book that's telling you the truth. In fact, you don't have any media out there that's really telling you the truth, because they've rejected the truth of Scripture. They've rejected the truth of prophecy. It doesn't exist in their minds. It's just mythology and stupidity. Anybody that would, pretty soon we're going to have Bible burnings. You watch. It's coming very rapidly. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Sorry for all the problems we had, but Anyway, thanks, Larry. Take care.